You'll hear a tour guide giving a talk about a museum centre called Riverside Industrial Village. Now listen and answer questions 14 to 20.
Now I'm going to give you a plan of the site. And I'd just like to point out where everything is, and then you can take a look at everything for yourself. I've already pointed out the river, which is on the left, and of course, running along the bottom is Woodside Road. Got it? OK. Now, we're standing at the entrance. See it at the bottom? And immediately to our right is the ticket office. You won't need that, because you've got your group booking. But just past it are the toilets. Always good to know where they are. In front of us is the car park, as you can see. And to the left, by the entry gate, is the gift shop. That's where you can get copies of the guide, like this one here. Now, beyond the car park, all the buildings are arranged in a half circle, with a yard in the middle. The big stone building at the top is the main workshop. That's where the furnace is, and where all the metal was smelted and the tools were cast, as you'll be able to see. Now, in the top right-hand corner, that building with bigger windows is the showroom, where samples of all the tools that were made through the ages are on display. In the top left corner is the grinding shop, where the tools were sharpened and finished. And on one side of that, you can see the engine room, and on the other is the cafe, which isn't an antique, you'll be pleased to know, though they do serve very nice old-fashioned teas. The row of buildings you can see on the left are the cottages. These were built for the workers towards the end of the 18th century, and they're still furnished from that period, so you can get a good idea of ordinary people's living conditions. Across the yard from them, you can see the stables, where the horses were kept for transporting the products. And the separate building in front of them is the works office, and that still has some of the old accounts on display. Right, if anyone wants a guided tour, then I'm starting at the engine room. If you'd like to come along this way, please, ladies and gentlemen.